big sounds, full sounds, warm sounds, Christmas music from Greater Vision, and Nativity Creativity with Rodney Griffin next.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes, memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Merry Christmas and deck the halls. We have one of the most prolific lyricists, that means songwriter, to the rest of us on the phone. His name is Rodney Griffin of Greater Vision. Rodney, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Daniel. Thank you.
You are a tremendous songwriter. We all know that. You've brought such great talent in that regard to the entire gospel music scene, not just Greater Vision. But obviously, your part with Greater Vision does not go unnoticed. Amazing part that you and Gerald, you guys have been teamed up together now for how long?
December of 2010 will be 17 years.
Wow. Wow.
17 long years, Andy.
Well, I can imagine. Just this morning, Gerald was giving me grief, and if he can give me grief miles and miles away, being there in Morristown, I'm sure you being even closer, it just never ends.
Oh, yeah. It's what you see on the platform is just like it is all day. You know, I'm... It's not a character I do, it's just who I are. So,
well, listen, we know all about the Ed O'Neill University stuff and the years you spent with that group. But where is your hometown originally? I mean, where did you grow up? Where did you spend Christmas?
I grew up in Somerset, Kentucky. My dad pastored a Baptist church just north of town on Highway 39. So I spent many of my childhood years there and on into high school, sang in my first quartet there in high school out of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization. We started that at our school, and I was blessed to be the president of our club that we had just started. And out of that, we needed a quartet to sing in some of the churches we were speaking at. So me and three of the other guys who were in choir together, high school choir at Pulaski County High School in Pulaski County, Kentucky. We formed a quartet called the Fellowship Quartet. So two stellar recordings were made by this quartet, and I'm sure you have them both.
Listen to them every day. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The finest that Pulaski put out, you know.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
I listen to those these days, and it's just really comical to to listen to what I thought, what I interpreted as striving for excellence.
Sure.
But that's how we grow. We listen and learn and thank the Lord. It's, I guess, February of 2011 will be my 20th year on the road, and just more grateful every day.
Somerset, Kentucky, I guess be a little bit north of where you live now, Morristown. So compare the two. And I know people can talk about climate changes through the years, but pretty much between your hometown in Kentucky versus where you live now, which gets more winter weather?
Kentucky does. My folks still live up there. My wife's folks still live up there. And it's amazing. They're just 18 miles apart. So it's easy to visit them both now. But we check in with them all the time. They'll get snow and we'll get rain. So we're disappointed a lot in the wintertime. However, this winter we've been getting the snow even when they didn't. So but for
That's
the most
true.
Part, it's colder in Kentucky.
So you grew up with stuff. I mean, you grew up literally with White Christmas every now and then?
Every now and then. I always had those great memories of sledding and I remember the cow pasture across the field where we lived had a big slope on it. And I remember we would tie each other into a inner tube.
Yeah.
Big tractor trailer inner tube. And one of my friends was so bold, he let us, and so brave, we strapped two inner tubes together side by side, and he got in the middle and let us roll him down the hill. And, man, of course he couldn't stand when he got to the bottom. He could barely walk. But those are great Christmas memories.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up in Georgia, so when we got snow, the whole state shut down, and we just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now that I live north of Georgia, and we actually get there, they actually sell sleds and little snowboards and things in the stores. I'd never seen it before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, everything we had was homemade. It was like a laundry basket or a cardboard box or something, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
People do celebrate Christmas in different ways. What have you brought from your childhood that you still kind of incorporate today with maybe with your kids, or even the opposite? What do you do today that you never did as a kid?
Let's see. As far as what we still do, we still have our own Griffin family Christmas, just the four of us, me and Regina, Reagan, and Riley. We always have that in Tennessee, have our gift exchange and expressions of love before we leave for Kentucky to go to the grandparents. And
sure.
So we have our own time together. We decorate the tree together. I guess it's just like it was when I grew up. I'm the one, like my dad was, who has to go downstairs and get all the decorations and carry them upstairs. Don't get much help there.
That's right. That's right.
That's a long-standing family tradition.
Well, with this new project that Greater Vision has put out, and I know the stories typically go that you're in the middle of July recording Christmas songs, trying to sip some kind of cider just to get yourself in the mindset or something. I mean, just because it's so, you're so far removed from Christmas, seems like when you're in the middle of summer, but you got to do it to get the recording done, the marketing done, everything finished and finalized. So would you hang some mistletoe or something in the studio trying to capture the spirit?
Well, this was such a long, this project was not a sprint. This project was a marathon. From the very beginning, we took our time. Larry Goss was involved every step. He and Gerald kind of handpicked the songs. And Gerald had always wanted a Larry Goss Christmas album. So he basically said, Larry, let's just pretend like this is the last Christmas album that we'll ever make, and let's just do it to the best of our abilities. And I said all that to say, when you hear the orchestration and, I mean, the overture at the beginning, it's just, it's as good as, in my view, and I can say this because I had nothing to do with it, to me it's as good as the Carpenters' Christmas recording. It's just incredible. The largest number of session players we've ever hired at one time in Nashville packed them in there. And when all that was going on, got to hear all that. And when the time came finally to do the vocals, I was in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, I bet
so. Even in the middle of the summer, when you hear, it's amazing. The feeling you feel when you hear familiar Christmas songs that sound Christmassy. It does not sound like a Southern gospel recording. It's definitely a classical Christmas album.
Absolutely. It is. And that overture is very impressive. But Greater Vision's not really in there. I mean, your voices aren't in there. It's an overture. And so, again, between you and Larry and Gerald, what were you thinking as far as, let's start this thing off with an overture like this, just to sort of set the stage, and we'll get out of the way.
Yeah, we're celebrating Christmas. We're not celebrating Greater Vision. We're celebrating Christmas and the tradition of Christmas as we know it.
Yeah.
And so that, Gerald's Christmas collection is very extensive. His iTunes list of the songs he's bought through the years and recordings he has. I think it's about 9 days he can listen to his list, just his Christmas songs, and not repeat any of the cuts.
Wow.
So he has this vast Christmas collection. So in order for him to say, let's make a Christmas album that will sit up here on the shelf in his view with the others, it had to have an overture. the great Christmas recordings start with an overture. And so he and Larry, they did that overture all by themselves. Wow. He drove to Nashville, went to Larry's house, and he spent several hours picking the songs and pulling some of the songs that were going to be recorded on the recording, and then throwing in a few extra that just sounded Christmassy, but maybe were not on the recording. and you can hear the voices of Lee singing in there in the overture a little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of just a preview of the whole recording. We wanted that old vintage, just like you're putting an old LP on the turntable, with the high lady voices in the background and just like that.
That's exactly. Right. Exactly. It could have saved a lot of money, just hired you to do all those parts.
Hey, yeah, it could have.
And speaking of which, let's talk now. I mean, I know that it you have not let this go unnoticed. I don't know if you've said anything about it or if you've complained about it, but you said between Gerald and Larry, those were two names you just listed, between Larry and Gerald. Exactly. Yes. My point. There's not a single Rodney Griffin song on this whole project, is there?
No, and we didn't want one because it's hard to write something that sounds like it was written in the 30s, 40s, 50s.
Sure.
You can do that in Southern Gospel, but as far as a Christmas, that choral, that congregational sound that just lends itself to that era, it's just hard to find. So we wanted to do songs that people knew. Except there is one song that we just had to include, and to me, it is the greatest new Christmas song written, in my view, probably since Mary, Did You Know? That is Grace Has a Face by Phil Cross.
Right. And you're featured on this, And I've talked to Phil, and I know as a fellow songwriter, you have thoughts on this. Phil has a knack, and you do too, but I've noticed a lot of Phil's songs have the twist of a phrase in there or a play on words. And I love that about how he comes to it and how any lyricist comes to it. That pardon the pun from the beginning, but that puts the creativity kind of there at the nativity, where something that's an old story, how are you gonna tell this over again anew, and especially for the Scrooges out there or the Bah Humbugs who may have a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit, who's tired of all the regular songs, maybe. Here's something, here's a new perspective on it.
Yes, that's exactly why we recorded this song. It is, to me, forget Christmas recording. This song could be sung any time of the year, in any situation, as long as you had an audience that was tuned in.
Yeah.
Because this recording, or this particular song, it requires someone listening with some depth. The lyrics they're simple, but they're very deep. And that's why I wanted to sing this song. I enjoyed the challenge of trying to interpret such a deep lyric by my personal favorite songwriter. A very special song, a special meaning.
In search of a child, they traveled so far, led by a star. Describing the glory of a babe.
Rodney Griffin of Greater Vision is with us. By the way, Merry Christmas. We're celebrating Christmas with Greater Vision's new project titled Everything Christmas. And I've spoken with Gerald beforehand, and Rodney reminded me again, this is this was kind of approached from Larry Goss arranging it and that point of view, as if this were going to be the last Christmas project to be recorded. Let's put everything we can into it. And tell me again, do you have any number there of how many of the session players you had at one time? A bunch of them.
I don't have that number, but Gerald was writing the check, so I guarantee you he can tell you the number.
I just say, you should have brought a film crew in or something and at least made a video or done this before a live concert or something.
Yeah, that's true. We did film some things, and I think it's on YouTube on the Greater Vision Christmas recording.
Yeah.
So folks can kind of see the size of the session.
Well, we haven't mentioned him thus far, but Greater Visions has been a trio, I guess always been a trio. Chris Allman is back with the group. Now, the story I heard was you needed a singer, and so Gerald said, let's bring Chris back. You voted against Chris, but Gerald writes a check, so Chris came back.
I don't know where you heard that, but that's definitely wrong.
Everybody loves Chris Allman, don't they? Chris Allman was
Absolutely.
A celebrated figure when that announcement was made. I just want you to know.
Yes, well, great. We were so thrilled to have him, and it's just like old times. And he's singing better than ever, and he's just a wonderful guy to travel with, precious family. And we're thrilled to have him. And those 15 years he was gone just... I don't know where they went, but as we, look at each other on the platform now, it's just amazing the memories of 15 years ago, how we stood in the same place and sang from our hearts, and here we go again.
Does he still live in Carolina?
No, he's in process. He's in transition time right now, moving to Morristown. So his family is in Morristown, and he's in Morristown, and I think they're just in that. It's hard to make a quick transition when you have a house to sell, and so you just kind of maybe step your way through, and then finally you can call yourself a full-fledged resident.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
How did you go through the process of choosing songs? Was it a democratic thing, or are you guys just throwing your favorites and see what sticks?
Yeah, you know, we just we said, okay, what do we want to record? If we definitely wanted to do the old "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen" cathedral arrangement, you know, that was on the cathedral right. Christmas a cappella that Larry right. Gossett arranged mm-hmm. years ago, just to me, one of the top Christmas recordings ever made, especially being a cappella. It just kind of set a new standard for taking your time on a Christmas recording and doing it right.
Absolutely.
We heard that arrangement and we said, well, what if we could get Larry to do some orchestration behind this, and let's do the same arrangement if we're capable of learning it. And sure enough, he did, and we did, and it is just a tremendous, I think, recording of the old familiar song, "God Rest You Merry Gentlemen." It was difficult to learn, but once we got it, it was just a joy to sing. And we actually sing this on the platform, which is nice. Sometimes things are a little too difficult to learn, and you can't sing them live. But we did tackle this, and I'm glad we did, because it's going over very well in our concerts.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save the world from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem in Judah this blessed babe was born.
And laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of
Greater Vision have a staff Christmas party?
Yeah, we have, staff is a funny word.
Well, that's true.
That's a great word. We don't look at ourselves as staff. You know, Gerald doesn't look at himself as boss. You know, he just kind of, we just look at ourselves as a team. And we do meet at a restaurant every year, and we're thrilled to meet there. We have a great time, the Knoxville Restaurant. A restaurant in Knoxville, and it's a joy to have our families come there, and it's all decorated for Christmas, and mm-hmm. we just kind of eat what we want, and Gerald picks up the tab, so, yeah. I mean, it can't be that bad, right?
That's true.
Even though it is Taco Bell, I mean, yeah, we just right. love it.
Nothing to get you in the Christmas spirit more, right?
No, it's actually a very, very nice restaurant, and it's a highlight. To get together like that.
And be honest, in the years that you've been with Greater Vision, and obviously Gerald's been a mainstay throughout it all, has he ever given you a gift that you thought, well, gee, appreciate it, Gerald, but why or what is this or what now?
Actually, it's the contrary. Those who really know him, I mean, he has a reputation of being a tightwad businessman. Yeah. But those of us who really know him, perhaps the most generous person I've ever been around. Mm. And that makes it really special.
Sure.
And he's taught me a lot about being generous, giving. And I turn around, he's blessing me all the time with something. So I just can't say I've ever received anything. And I thought, well, this is just not really what I wanted here. I'm very blessed.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace war, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver.
Talk about your family. We talked a little bit about traditions earlier, but Christmas Eve rolls around. Some people like to do soup and sandwiches. Some people like to go to Chinese restaurants. Some people like to do all of their gift exchanging on Christmas Eve and keep it quiet Christmas morning. So what's it? So take us from Christmas Eve and through Christmas Day and just kind of unfold typically what happens.
Well, ours is a little different since we have the grandparents. My dad pastored in Hillsboro, Ohio for 25 years. So, and then just 2 years ago, came down to Kentucky to retire, back to the old home place where he grew up. And, of course, his parents are going on to be with the Lord. So he and my mother built a house there on the old home place just north of town, Somerset, Kentucky. And when they lived in Ohio, we would have to drive up there and spend, I usually get about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks off at Christmas, which is wonderful. We work hard the rest of the year so that we can have this time with our families.
Sure.
And the first week, I usually spend at home, or we might go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. The second week, we would go up to Ohio, and we would have our Christmas early there, the week of the 16th, 20th, something through there. And then we would drive to Kentucky to Regina's parents, and we would spend through Christmas Day there and have our Christmas Day there at her parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not get to see my parents Christmas Day. Well, now they have moved back to Kentucky.
Sure.
So now we can go up there and we can see everybody on the week before Christmas. We can see everybody Christmas Day. We can see everybody Christmas Eve. So it's we're kind of forming new traditions now.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I'll get to see my parents more than I ever have. And what a blessing. We've been apart for so long. They've been 6 hours away, and now they're just 3 hours away. So I'll get to spend a lot more special time, a lot more Christmas time with my mom and dad, and I'm looking forward to that.
Is your mom a good cook?
She's tremendous. There, when they pastored in Ohio, they had a lot of groups in. The Dixie Melody Boys, of course, when I was with them, we would stop by every year. Greater Vision, we sing there every year. There in Hillsboro, Ohio, many groups. They've had the Down East Boys. They've had just the list goes on. And the word got out that my mom was a good cook. So I think, I don't know if they included it in the contract, but these groups would say, yeah, we want to come there if we can go over and eat Sue's cooking.
Right. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, and great cooks love to have a big crowd to cook for. So she would just, it's amazing. You go sing at the church and then go over to their house, and you just, here it is, 10 or 11 at night, and you're just sitting there eating, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, gravy, green beans, corn, just like it's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, but that's the life of a gospel singer.
That's true.
There we sit eating, and not realizing we got to go lay down,
That's
in
right.
a few minutes, or a drive the rest of the night. That's the crazy life we live.
Like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly game, for the holidays you can't be home sweet home. I've met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home. Down to Dixie's sunny shore, from Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can.
Christmas is special for everyone, but especially for those who have kids or who are kids. And Rodney's a little bit of both, I think. Rodney's got a little kid left in him. You can tell when you watch him on stage every night. But Rodney has a couple of kids as well. And in fact, all of the Greater Vision guys have children. And they were involved in Sleigh Ride that's on this new project. You want to talk about that, Rodney?
Yeah. My favorite secular Christmas song is Sleigh Ride. We did a Christmas project, 10 years ago, and at least. And we didn't do any secular songs. But on this one, we said, let's blend the two. Let's blend some traditional songs that our families enjoy, Christmas songs, as well as some of the wonderful spiritual songs of Christmas. And one of those we picked was Sleigh Ride, and I had told Gerald that's my favorite secular Christmas song, and I love to hear the orchestration when it comes on. I just picture myself shopping, walking around a mall. It's such a recognizable intro. And as we laid the track down, we thought, you know, this would be neat. We probably couldn't really sing it, just didn't really kind of fit us. We said we could bring in our kids and fill in the holes, and then Gerald could play the lines. They can kind of alternate, so it would be like an instrumental / kids recording for the great song Sleigh Ride. And wow, the way it turned out was just beyond what we had imagined. We took the kids to the studio, and they didn't have a whole lot to rehearse with because the track was brand new. But wow, they stood there around those microphones and just nailed it. And we got done so quick, we said, well, let's go eat lunch. And it was great for kids that none of our kids really enjoy the microphone.
Yeah.
They don't really enjoy being on the platform. But man, they just stood there and just laughed and had an absolute ball. And it made us all proud.
Oh, it was it's great, and you can hear the smiles and you can hear the laughter in the song. So here it is, Sleigh Ride from Greater Vision's new project, Everything Christmas. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Giddy up, let's go. Just look at the show.
Theater Vision. Rodney Griffin's my guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends. Everything Christmas is the project title, and this is an outstanding project that's just new for 2010 and available at Greater Vision's website, which is Greater Vision Music, right?
Yes, greatervisionmusic.com.
Now, Rodney, on Facebook and Twitter and through the web, I think you mentioned there were some behind the scenes things that were put on there. Did you poll the audience any on Christmas stuff, or let them in on any of the making of way back when you were working on it?
We wanted everyone to go along with us on the journey, and it just kind of helped promote the recording. Yeah. It's hard to get folks to think about Christmas in the summertime, so Gerald would put together a little video, have his son Ben Wolf, who's very good at electronics and putting videography, all that, mixing it with the audio, and he kind of did a little preview so folks would see on Facebook and Twitter and our website how do you make a recording? Because
sure,
folks don't realize it's not something you just go and do. It is a layer by layer by layer process. And each layer is just so excruciating, time-consuming, inconvenient. So that's why when you get done with a project, you've had so many trips to the studio, so many days away from home, that you're so happy that it's done. And when it's completed, and if it exceeds your expectations, then you are so you have such a feeling of reward and fulfillment, because you realize all the effort was worth it when you put those headphones on and listen to what's coming through.
Well, it's an incredible project, and I encourage you to run, to walk, to get it, and stock up on it. And if it's too late for you to get it in time for this Christmas for a gift, I would suggest go ahead and get it. Maybe they'll run an after Christmas special on it. You can stock up and give them next year, because the music is timeless. And I think in 2019, 2032, we'll still be listening to this project. And it's Greater Vision's Everything Christmas. I was excited before I heard it, because the excitement you guys had for it was a little bit different than anything else you had done before. You could tell you'd put a lot of effort into it, and you were excited for the release. And now that it's out, and now that we've heard it, we can certainly understand why.
We're still excited, and I really believe in 2016, 2030, if we're still living on this earth, we'll still be listening to this.
Yeah.
And it'll still be fresh, and it'll still be encouraging. It'll still remind us of the greatest gift ever given to humankind was when God went from spirit to flesh, just so that he could get to know us, we could get to know him, he could take our sins upon himself and die on the cross. So for that reason, this recording, in my view, will always, always be special.
Child shall lead them.
Rodney, you have a Merry Christmas and hope your family gets all the traveling you need to in safely and through winter weather. Be safe out there. And thanks for all of your hard work in gospel music of writing great songs with lyrics that are well thought out. And thanks for your continued years of service with Greater Vision. It's been great.
I'm enjoying the journey. And Daniel, I appreciate what you do. And you are the voice for putting the music out. Folks, we can't be everywhere at one place, and thanks to you, people like you, music is being heard by thousands instead of just tens. So thank you for what you're doing. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.